for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Dale Thomas got cheered off the ground by the Blues. While disappointed, they did recognise game 250 for the number 39.
Certainly did. And Ed Curnow, did we mention that in the call that he'd gone off and took no further part in the game? I'm not quite sure what time that was when Ed Curnow went off, but black mark through his name on the Kersai stat sheet suggests that there may be some sort of serious.
It must have been really late.
Yeah.
Well,
because
he was in the middle for a
Dasher
long time.
Dasher would have been able to tell us.
Yeah,
and Dasher
had gone down
the room. I saw him.
Dasher might have been doing a mad dash to the other rooms.
Well, yeah, exactly right. He would have plugged in, I reckon, in the
Bulldogs room. So the Bulldogs led by 34 points when Lipinski goals at the 16-minute mark. It's 103 at the Bulldogs at that stage, 34 points up. And then it's Cunningham, Mackay, Curnow, Cunningham, Curnow. And they got it back. I reckon that's the first time the Blues have kicked 100 points maybe this year, Bucky.
No, they kicked it against the Bulldogs.
In the win.
Yep. Yeah.
Right, okay.
What they did tonight, Koza, twice they got on a burn run, and right at the end, you know, they get five goals unanswered. Yep. They did that also at the start of that third quarter when they started to burn as
yes.
well. So that twice in the game they came really hard, but again their inconsistency and their polish just to finish it off. But if the Bulldogs had lost that, that would have been the one that absolutely got away from them. But we've witnessed a cracking contest tonight.
And now if you have a look ahead for Carlton, obviously it's the bye coming up, and then Fremantle, Melbourne, Sydney, Gold Coast, Adelaide, West Coast, Richmond, St Kilda and Geelong on the way home. So the Cats will get a shot at the Blues to springboard into September, or maybe not, depending as to how David Teague has got his team travelling. For the Western Bulldogs, it's going to be Collingwood, Port Adelaide, Geelong, Melbourne, St Kilda, Fremantle, Brisbane Lions, Essendon, GWS and Adelaide. And as Libba just hobbles on down, looks like it was a hamstring that was done. The players are just currently at the top of the race. So
we're just waiting for Norton to come around, I reckon.
Get to Darren Parkin in just a moment.
Seven goals, Charlie Curnow.
Yeah, great effort. Great effort.
Personal best. Cunningham two in the last quarter.
Those next three games to the Bulldogs probably tell their season, don't they? They're three very hard ones.
They have got, Collingwood, Port Adelaide and Geelong.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be tough.
We spoke about nervous Nick throughout the night, but there was no man more nervous than Matty back at K-Rock HQ when he's played the fat lady. As you said, when Lipinski kicked the goal, Matty just got ahead of himself, unfortunately, in the studio, pushed the button.
Went off early on a Saturday night, did Matty?
But now he's sending me a text saying, Chuck, I was right to go off because the doggy's got it done. So, Matty, he was very, very nervous in that last little passage.
Nostradamus.
The Dogs are taking forever to... Something's going on here.
There's a player still making his way around. It might be the Bont, actually.
Bont's just...
So you probably do wait for the Bont. I'll tell you what, if it's number 28 on the list, Boris, then you're down there.
Nah.
But you might wait for the Bont, I'm tipping.
Significantly to the last... After they got within the 3 points, he went into the middle and was able to get the
ball. They'd had enough of the experiment down forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to within three. So the Dogs are making their way off Marvel Stadium. Did we get a crowd figure in the end, Bucky, here at Marvel Stadium, or did the safety awareness people throw everyone
before
out?
Before the officers started.
35,000 or so.
That's a very good crowd.
Was it?
35,749. It's a very good crowd.
As Billy Joel said, it's not a bad crowd for a Saturday.
It's not bad for Bodden team, is it?
It's a regular crowd.
It's a good crowd for the
Hey, Darren Parkin is downstairs, and Dasher, they are making their way to you.
Yeah, good crowd down here as well. And just an update on Tom Liberatore. He just had a chat to a couple of the staff on the way past. He sort of nodded to them and said 4 or 5 weeks, so that's his assessment. But the Bulldogs have come off the bye, and sometimes sides struggle coming off the bye, but they get victory number 5 as they're about to circle up for the fifth time in 2019. The Gatorade shower for the first time is in the middle, and here we go.
relief, I feel. There.
Yeah, they have survived. In the middle, there was young Gardner, Ryan Gardner. What a great opportunity that is. Mid-season draft, Boris, and gets his shot at the top level. Dash, what's your feeling? Are we going into team meetings? What's going on?
No, I reckon we'll have a player shortly, likely to be Jack McRae. So we'll keep you posted when that happens. But they've just taken their seats and sort of pacing around the room. So I don't think there'll be a meeting straight away.
Okay, good Kerry boy, Jack McRae.
I knew you were going to slip that in. younger brother, much better at Xavier.
We've had enough of St. Joey's Radio tonight with Mark Beretta. If you want to get involved in that too, charity.com/SJC as well. So get on board with that one with St. Joey's trying to raise some funds. 15-13-103 to 15-10-100. Boris, you need to find a stimmatic standout as well. So we need to work through that. So Kerr's higher stats. Matty, while he's queuing up the fat lady, needs to also queue up the Hamlin hanger contender and also our goal of the day. And don't forget too, tomorrow Kingy will be having everything on the wash up. 11:30 will be the wash up, so all the local leagues, all the local information, Kingy will have all of that for you on 95.5 K-Rock tomorrow.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.